So the epistle for Quinquagesima Sunday is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Brethren, I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not charity. I am becoming as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And if I should have prophecy and know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I should have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And if I should distribute all my goods to feed the poor, and if I should deliver my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity is patient, is kind, charity envieth not, dealeth not perversely, is not puffed up, is not ambitious, seeketh not her own, is not provoked to anger, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth with the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never falleth away, whether prophecies shall be made void, or tongues shall cease, or knowledge shall be destroyed. For we know in part, and we prophesy in parts. But when that part is perfect is come, that which is in part shall be done away with. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away the things of a child. We see now through a glass in a dark manner, but then face to face. Now I know in parts, but then I shall know even as I am known. And now there remain faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Luke chapter 18. At that time, Jesus took unto him the 12 and said to them, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and all things shall be accomplished, which were written by the prophets concerning the Son of Man. For he shall be delivered to the Gentiles, and shall be mocked, and scourged, and spit upon. And after they have scourged him, they will put him to death, and the third day he shall rise again. And they understood none of these things, and this word was hid from them, and they understood not the things that were said. Now it came to pass, when he drew nigh to Jericho, that a certain man, a blind man, sat by the wayside begging. And when he heard the multitude passing by, he asked what this meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth was passing by. And he cried out, saying, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And they that went before rebuked him, that he should hold his peace. But he cried out much more, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus, standing, commanded him to be brought unto him. And when he was come near, he asked him, saying, What wilt thou that I do to thee? But he said, Lord, that I may see. And Jesus said to him, Receive thy sight, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he saw and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Please be seated. Lord, that I may see. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, on this last Sunday before Lent starts, obviously we have the understanding that Holy Mother of the Church gives us to see, in a sense, the darkness of sin. This Mass talks about the soul groaning under the weight of its sins. And so from that, we understand that because of our sins, we walk in darkness. And that's illustrated by the blind man in the Gospel account. But in the introit, we ask God to be our protector. We ask God to lead us. To lead us then to heaven. And during this time period, as I say, since it is the last Sunday, it might be good then to remind us of the time period of Lent and what it means for us, what we can try to do during this time period. Because we've talked before about the idea of penance and what penance does for us. Obviously, by the penances we take on, it opens us up to the Word of God. It opens us up to the graces that God will grant to our souls. And so the more that we can give to God, not necessarily the more penances that we do, but with a true heart, the more that we give to Almighty God, the more graces that we will receive. And so that's something then to try to examine in this time period. Or maybe try to examine in these last few days before Lent does start for you. And we've talked in past years, we talked about just the idea of what penance is to take on. You know, not necessarily to take on things that are just relatively very easy for us. Because again, what are we trying to give to God? but trying to do things that will help our soul. And even to the point that we don't always have to just look at what do we deny ourselves. I mean, we can take, you know, more of the positive approach in seeing what more can we do for God. You know, can we go to an extra mass during the week or come to benediction? It was funny, this past Thursday, I almost had to cancel it because there weren't enough people at the start of benediction. I thought maybe with school being out, it might give more of an opportunity for the families to come, because I realize with school, sometimes it's hard coming back and forth to school, that it's hard to come back out again for benediction. But this week, there was no school. And before benediction, I mean, there has to be a certain number to even have benediction of the Blessed Sacrament. So it was a bit discouraging in terms of that. And as I say, with the Ladies' Day of Recollection, it was a lot less than last year. These are things that are offered to you as a means to help your soul. One, to help in the preparation for Lent, but then also things that we give adoration to Almighty God. And so as I say, when we examine in the time period of Lent, it's very easy for us to see, okay, what am I just going to give up? What am I going to do in terms of that? But we can take a more positive approach too. Yes, maybe it is something that maybe we'll try to go to benediction once in a while, you know, add to that, or an extra mass, as I say. Trying to look at the positives that we can also do in terms of our sacrifices that we give to Almighty God. Yes, it's a sacrifice of time. It's a sacrifice of effort. But it's something that can also be paid back to us because of then the graces that we receive from that. Not only from the fact of the graces that of attending, say, a benediction or an extra mass, receiving of the sacraments of that, receiving Holy Communion at mass, or maybe having a chance to go to confession, you know, during benediction or after benediction. And so these are the things that we can try to consider. These are the things that we can try to look at in terms of our Lenten time period. Because I think too often we do look at just the negatives. What are the things that we can, you know, sacrifice or give up, which are good, obviously. But in some ways, some of these things, we do the same thing maybe every year. It worked one year, so why not work another year? And then we don't really consider then at that point, what will help my soul? What are the things I can do? What I can add on? Or yes, what are some things that I can take away that will help my soul? I mean, just a few years back, we had the Father Gossi Challenge, you know, where he challenged everyone to give up electronics. Yes, these things can be definitely good for us. But then also, why not try to also see what we can add on? What are things we can do that'll be beneficial to our soul? And so it's not just about, you know, denying of ourselves. I mean, that is a large part of Lent too. But it's also of trying to then to make ourselves available to the graces of God. I mean, here you have this blind man in the gospel accounts. He's wondering what is even going on, because he's blind. He can't see what is taking place, but he hears a commotion. So he asks, what's coming? What's going on? And that's where they tell him that our Lord is coming through, is passing by. And so that's why he cries out. And they try to rebuke him, try to tell him, be quiet. And he cries out all the louder. And then our Lord asks him, what do you want? What do you want me to do for you? And he says, Lord, that I can see. And so, yes, the spiritual authors will say this is the blindness that is given to us because we sin. And so that's why then in now with Lent coming up, examine what is our blindness from. I mean, obviously, all of us sin. All of us need confession. All of us have that need for that. Every single one of us will have to examine at this time, what does make me blind? What causes me to sin? And so that is the things that we must try to examine. And then from that, what are the things that we can do to try to root that out? Because it must be something that is deeper than just giving up Coke for Lent. There must be more that we have to try to do than just that. Because we have to try to root out sins in our soul. We must try to tear those things out in order to progress in the spiritual life. So as I say, yes, there are certain things that we must try to see. What are the things that are causing me to sin? But then also to try to take the positive of saying, well, trying to receive more of the graces of God. Well, that'll definitely help us. Saying an extra rosary, coming to an extra mass, coming to benediction. I mean, these are the things that will help our soul. And that is what we must try to examine and look at during the time period of Lent too. Because if we look at the masses of Lent, it is always, yes, the idea of asking God to have mercy on our soul because of our sins. And that's why this Mass, yes, it talks about the soul that is groaning under the weight of its sins. So it realizes its sins, it realizes the weight that it places upon them, and therefore it wants that to be removed. And so then you have to examine, how will that be removed? Well, yes, by a good confession, very easily. But then after confession, if we do the exact same things again, well, then we've added that weight again. So then we have to try to examine and look at it and see, how do I root that out? How do I get rid of these weaknesses, these faults, these things I have a tendency to fall into? How do I get rid of that? In order to progress in the spiritual life, in order to help our souls. And so that's why, yes, we have these different days of recollection. We'll be doing one for the upper school on Shrove Tuesday to prepare them for Lent. Fifth and sixth, we'll get one on Ash Wednesday. And so we're trying to do these things to help them to examine and to think about. To even at these ages, yes, to start thinking about their soul and what they need to try to do to progress in the spiritual life. Well, that's why all of these things are offered to you. They're offered to help you then to examine and to think about your soul, to have some time away from the busyness of your lives. Because yes, as we're so busy, it's a lot of times hard for us to make the progress in the spiritual life, because so many things keep going on. And so it gives us an opportunity to think and to pray. But as I say, to also to try to root out the weaknesses, the sins that we have. And this is done, yes, by denial, but this is also done by the positive steps that God gives to us. The positive things that we can take and to try to progress in the spiritual life. And so when we consider this blind man, he had the faith in our Lord Jesus Christ to help him to see again. And that is why our Lord rewarded him. And so then we can ask ourselves the same question. Do we have that same faith and trust in God? That God could help us to see, that we would be, our sins would be taken away. I mean, do we have that same trust in God? And that's something that I think is important for us to examine during this time period. I mean, in the epistle, it talks about, yes, faith that is needed. Faith to move mountains, but there has to be the charity, the love of God. And that's something that also we can try to, in this time period, yes, to try to increase our charity, increase our love of God. To try to take this opportunity of the things that we do during Lent and have them done from a true spirit of love of God. Not because it's a challenge to us, not because of anything else. Because we want to do it to be pleasing to God. And so that's why we have to try to examine, we have to try to look at our soul. Why is it blind? Where does the blindness come from? And then, are we doing anything to get rid of that blindness? I mean, here you have a man that was physically blind and asking for God to help him. And sometimes we're spiritually blind, and we don't even ask for that help. We don't even take the necessary steps for that. And so that's where we have to try to see, you know, in the intro to the Mass, it tells us, it reminds us, we're asking God to lead us out of our blindness, to lead us toward heaven. And so, yes, take this time, these last few days, to examine and to think about. to think about what you can try to do. Don't wait till the last minute and then it's Ash Wednesday and it's like, okay, well, now what do I do? Well, I'll just do what I did last year. I mean, no, take these last 3 days to do so. It's interesting, I was talking to my brother, or texting my brother, texting my brother, who's now, his mission is Baton Rouge in New Orleans. So I completely forgot about last Sunday. I was flying home from Texas. So I was in the airport, and I just texted to see how he was doing. And so he had to go to New Orleans, to fly into New Orleans. And so that was Super Bowl Sunday in New Orleans. And then obviously for Mardi Gras, I mean, for them, I mean, that's like, they prepare for that like a month ahead of time. And he said it was just, it was awful down there. Between the two things, he said, it was just awful just to see how the people were and how they acted in different things. So it's a good reminder to us that obviously on Shrove Tuesday, yes, it's maybe your last chance, drink your last Coke, whatever, have your last piece of chocolate, whatever you want to do, that's fine. But don't forget the fact of how many sins will be committed on that day. And for the people of the world, yeah, they have no even understanding of what Ash Wednesday even means. That, you know, they don't even care about that part of it. They just say, oh, it's a party, so let's go to the party. And so think about that, obviously, as I say, I mean, certainly there's nothing wrong with having a few last things before that day, but also think about the amount of sins that will be committed on that day. Because it's a godless world that we live in. So I can just imagine for him flying in this weekend, if he had to go down there, what it must be like. What an awful environment that must be. So like I said, I completely forgot about it. And it's kind of like, oh man, I am so sorry you have to go down in that. But between the two things, between the Super Bowl and the way people act with that, it's sad. It is sad to see. I mean, I was on the plane and these people. First off, why did you find a flight that is flying during the Super Bowl if you wanted to watch the stupid thing? I mean, it's like, you know, these people are like mad because their little television that they had to pay $7 to just to even get the stupid thing on, they had to pay for it. It's like, well, why are you flying during this time then? But it's so sad to see how some of these people reacted to that. I mean, very childish, you know, sitting there. It's kind of like, I mean, I like sports. I like football. But you have to wonder, is it really worth it with what is seen during that? I mean, just the commercials alone or the halftime, year after year, it just gets worse. And yet people think nothing of it. I mean, this is the world we live in. I mean, so it's sad to see. I mean, even traditional Catholics then falling into that. I mean, it's sad to see that maybe we're so warped and we're so caught up with our environment that these things don't bother us, that these things aren't so serious to us that we have to realize that. And so, yes, Shrove Tuesday comes. It is our last chance maybe to have the things that we're thinking about giving up. Fine. But also keep in the back of your mind, there are so many sins that will be committed that day. So many people that are truly blind. And so that's why, yes, for the upper school, we give them a day of recollection. Because we want them to understand what is taking place after that. Lent starts. It is a time period for them, for all of us, to consider our soul. And so do try to take now these last few days to truly think, what is going to be the best thing for my soul to do? You know, whether it is to take the Father Goshi challenge, whether it is to give up Coke, whether it is to do other things, fine. Examine and see what is best for your soul. And that is where then you will progress in the spiritual life. That is how you will progress in the spiritual life. But if we're content, just going along day by day, year by year, nothing changing, nothing going on, well then just stay in your tepidity. Stay in the lukewarmness that you have your comfort zone in. But if you want to try to progress, well, yes, examine these things. And as I say, it's not just about denial. It can be what positive things can you do for your soul. Because we do have to get out of the mentality that, oh, it's Lent. I have to give things up. Try to look at it also as, this is a great time period that I can gain graces too. Yes, it may be hard. It may be a difficult time. Fine. But when you look at the end result of what comes from it, we're trying to get to heaven. Heaven is not a free ride. That's why I told the women yesterday, it's not like you can just punch a ticket as you come in here and you've got your ticket to heaven just because you come to Mass here. I wish it was that easy. I really do. It'd be nice if it was that easy. But it's not. We have to strive for heaven. We have to work toward that. And if we're not willing to work, well, then we might as well just pack it up. Because yes, it can be a hard road, it can be a long road, but when we get the reward from it, we'll probably wonder why we couldn't have done more. But I mean, I think that's where we have to try to examine on this day. What is it that makes us blind? And the things, the temptations, the difficulties, the struggles that we have, that's what you must examine. And then from that, that is how you can make your penances. That is what you can try to do. So truly, let us take this time period then to think and to pray about that. And let us have that same faith, that same trust in Almighty God that the blind man, when he said, "Lord, that I may see." In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.